was thinking for the children's day, I am from a continent of Africa, and Africa comes up quite a bit in the Bible. And I was just wondering, the children will be hearing the message today, do you know how many times Egypt comes up in the Bible? Or can you think about the instances in the Bible where Egypt is mentioned? Okay, well, I have a few instances that I'd like to mention with you, to you, to just show you, or to help you maybe to understand which continent I come from, and exactly where Africa is in the Bible. Now, Egypt is a country that is mentioned in the Bible, which is a country that is on the continent of Africa, the northern part of Africa. We are introduced to Egypt very early on in the Bible, around the time of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, and one of those sons was Joseph. And you may know that Joseph once had a dream, and in the dream, he had a dream that he would one day be king. He would one day be king over his siblings, and his siblings, his brothers, were not happy with him. And so one day when they went out into the field to go and find food for the animals, Joseph stayed at home because Joseph and Benjamin were their father Jacob's favorite. And then Jacob decided that he's going to send Joseph with food to go and give to his older brothers. And so when they saw him coming from a very far away, there was one thing that they could identify Joseph with. They knew it was Joseph because of one item of clothing that he had on himself. And this was a garment that his father, Jacob, had made for him. And it was a colorful garment. So they say, hey, there comes Joseph. There comes that dreamer. There comes that one who thinks he's better than us. What are you going to do? And they talked among themselves and they thought about, maybe we should kill him. And one of the brothers said, no, we cannot kill him. So they decided to throw him into a cage. And then the Ishmaelites, this other group of people, came by with their horses, and then they decided, you know what? Let's sell him. Let's sell him to these people. At least we don't kill him, but at least we have to have a plan. What are we going to say to our father when we get home? So they sold him to the Ishmaelites, and they got the money. And they decided to kill one of the animals and then dip Joseph's garment into the blood so that when they get back home, they can tell their father that, you know, Joseph was eaten by wild animals. And here is his garment as proof. We don't know where he is. They finished him off. But God had a plan. God had a plan. Joseph went into Egypt. And when he got to Egypt, God somehow miraculously promoted him, and then one day Joseph found himself as being a ruler in Egypt, as being the number one right-hand man to the king of Egypt. In the meantime, something was happening back home where his brothers and his father were. There was a drought, but where Joseph was, there was no drought, because God told Joseph a dream, or help Joseph to interpret a dream that the king of Egypt had. And in this dream, Joseph was able to prophesy or to predict that there's going to be a drought. There will be no food in the land. And when there's a drought, everything dies. All the plants die, all the animals die, and people just have no food. There's no food, there's no water. But because they knew 7 years before it happened, the Egyptians, with the help of Joseph, began to collect and to save all the food. In the meantime, where Joseph's brothers were and his father, they didn't know that this was going to happen. And so they heard, hey, in Egypt, there is food. If you go to Egypt, we'll find food, we'll find water. So their father sent them out to go to Egypt. But when they got to Egypt, there was a man that they didn't know. They thought it was an Egyptian ruler. But what they didn't know was that this man was the brother of theirs, Joseph, that they sold to the Ishmaelites. And when they found out, they were very scared, thinking that Joseph is going to get them back, that he's going to revenge what they did. But Joseph, being filled with the love of God, did not get them back. Instead, he sent them back to go get his father. And then they went and got his father and his brother. And when they came back, they were given food. And they were all very happy to finally find each other. And his father was very happy to finally realize that his son, that he loved very much, Joseph, didn't die. But instead, God had miraculously sent him forward to prepare for a time like that. And as a people, as a family, they were saved. Now, what can we learn from this? We need to learn, number one, that it is not good, it's dangerous for us to have jealousy in our hearts against our siblings. We have to learn that it's important for us to celebrate each other, be happy for each other when good things happen towards each other. We should be happy for each other instead of being jealous. Because that is what families do. That is what siblings do. Brothers and sisters should always be happy for one another. Because can you imagine? Imagine if Joseph did not have the love of God in his heart. Imagine that he got very, very angry. And then he decided to get back at his brothers. What if he decided to kill them the same way that they decided to kill him, but then they decided against it? What if he decided to sell them also to the Egyptians the same way that his brother sold him to the Ishmaelites? So we see something also that is very important for us to learn here, that nothing that we do that is bad can ever be hidden away from God. God will always find a way to expose the bad things that we do in secret when we think mommy and daddy cannot see us, the teacher cannot see us, the uncle cannot see us, the auntie cannot see us. But God has an eye on us. He sees and he hears everything. We say that we are children of God. We have to love one another. We have to be good with each other. We have to also be honest and tell the truth to our parents. And if we see something bad that happens against ourselves or against one of our brothers and sisters, we also have to tell our parents so that they can help us, so we can pray to God together, that God will protect us, that God will protect our friends, that God will protect our brothers and sisters against any harm. And all of this